Smith had just moved into his new house by the countryside. He was very happy with the place and people. Away from the hustle and bustle of city life, this place was peaceful. Except for the maddening howling of his neighbor Peter's dog. Day in and day out, the dog literally screamed like he was in pain. Initially, Rohit thought the animal must be sick. But after a week, when he saw no signs of the dog stopping to howl, he decided to pay a visit to his new neighbor and find out what was the matter. "Hello, Mr. Peter," he saw an old man sitting on his porch with a cup of coffee. He even saw the dog sitting right beside Mr. Peter's rocking chair. Every time the chair moved forward, the dog was calm. But as soon as the chair moved behind, he screamed in sheer pain. But Mr. Peter was relaxed and in fact very cheerfully wished Rohit and invited him in to sit beside him. Totally confused, Rohit asked, "What is the matter with your dog? I'm curious why he howls in such pain. Is he sick?" Mr. Peter took a sip of his coffee and said, "Well, when the chair moves behind, it lands right onto his tail, which hurts him." Rohit was bewildered. "Then why does he not get out of the way?" he asked. Mr. Peter replied, "Because he isn't hurting painfully enough yet." All of us have this one pain area in our lives. Some have that pain point in our careers, some in our relationships, some in our minds, and some carry it on in our hearts. But people seldom decide to take a corrective stand and repair that pain. They live years in incomplete marriages, stay stagnating in painful jobs, go crazy thinking and overthinking about painful memories. Somewhere, they get used to and grow in line with the pain. Without it, the day is incomplete. It just becomes a way of living. Have you also grown comfortable with something uncomfortable in your life? Do you also have various pending things that have been hurting you and you have never taken action against it? Have you been running away from your responsibilities towards yourself? Have you been ignoring the continuous cries of others and yourself? My name is Shalini Gamre. I am a counselor and conduct behavioral training programs for corporates and educational institutions. I also take on one-to-one counseling. I hope the story I told you will help you chalk down the areas of pain in your own life and you're able to take corrective measures against it, to correct your flaws, to help yourself grow, and also in turn help others grow. Thank you.